This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, bootball,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Our app today is called Yope. You wouldn't think an app with a name like this would be a picture app that lets you share your photos with a certain circle of friends. It allows you to share your photos and text onto your friends' lock screens. You can set up a schedule to send pictures to different groups every day if you wish. Set up a profile, put your friends on it. The app lets you share photos only to people in your secret groups. Invite others to join in and be a part of them. It all has a very social aspect to it. You can chat with others in your groups using your pictures. The app can also put together collages of your favorite photos. Think of it as a version of Instagram without all the ads. Yope, it's a free app on iTunes and Android. It has an in-app purchase to a plus version. From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm David Rankin, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Never miss a moment. Get more episodes, breaking news, and weather updates by following KRLD on the Odyssey app. Download the app, search KRLD, and tap follow to stay connected.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
With new tariffs taking effect this week, the subject was top of mind during President Trump's address to a joint session of Congress last night.
I imagine his tariff statements were not what the Texas business community wanted to hear. Not only did he double down on his support for the import duties, but also named other countries beyond Mexico, Canada, China, and the European Union.
If you don't make your product in America, however, under the Trump administration, you will pay a tariff. And in some cases, a rather large one. Other countries have used tariffs against us for decades, and now it's our turn to start using them against those other countries.
President Trump said he will expand his tariffs on April 2nd to other countries that have tariffs on American goods, specifically naming India and South Korea as well as the others.
That's NBC5's Phil Prazan reporting. Governor Abbott reacting to President Trump's address says the president's vision for the next 4 years is clear, and he looks forward to working with him. Abbott pointed out that in just 7 weeks, Trump's team cut through a lot of red tape and brought in billions in new investments, sparking a manufacturing boom. Abbott also calls out the illegal immigration crisis created under President Biden, which Abbott says has led to tragic losses, like the death of 12-year-old Jocelyn Nungaray from Houston. He says Texas will keep working with the Trump administration to tackle border security and deport illegal immigrants. A Texas Democrat was removed from the House chamber during President Trump's address last night. Al Green represents Houston. He stood in the aisle and shouted that Trump had no mandate as he was referring to Medicaid.
Take your seat, sir. He has no mandate. Take your seat. Continue to engage in willful and concerted disruption of proper decorum. The chair now directs the sergeant at arms to restore order. Remove this gentleman from the chamber.
And he was removed. You can see this video, by the way, on our website. Just go to krld.com. Green, by the way, filed impeachment articles against Trump during his first term. He said last month that he plans to pursue more impeachment charges during this term. CBS News correspondent Scott McFarland has more on the Democratic protests during the speech.
It was a horribly tense feeling in this chamber at moments. After Congressman Green of Houston was ejected, there was this loud, visceral, ugly screaming inside the chamber, directed at Mr. Green, then directed between both parties and each other.
Dallas Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett also walked out on the president's speech, along with several other Democrats. However, Republicans were far more supportive of the president's remarks. For example, Flower Mound Congressman Brandon Gill says he was delighted and satisfied.
I thought it was everything we would want to see from President Trump and more. He's bringing us back into the golden age of America. He's secured our border. He's unleashed our energy. We're getting our economy back on track. He talked about bringing us back to a balanced budget. These are things that presidents have been promising forever, and he has actually delivered on them. And it was great to see him show the American people, tell the American people all of his successes.
Gill is in his first term in Congress representing the 26th District, which includes parts of Cook, Wise, and Denton counties. And that fire danger is rated high across much of North Texas today as these fierce winds are lashing the area.
Flags out here are standing out absolutely horizontal as this wind blusters out of the north. And the wind is absolutely whipping up wildfires across most of Texas. From the Texas A&M Forest Service, Adam Turner says there's a lot of reasons for fires, but humans are the biggest cause.
We can get lightning causes. We can get causes from power lines. Ultimately, 90% of our fires in Texas are caused by humans.
Yesterday, this time, the Forest Service was reporting just one wildfire in the whole state. But today, there's at least a dozen, including one yesterday near the Hood Parker County line. In Dallas, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080, KRA.
Well, a new record has been set in high school track in California. A.B. Hernandez, a transgender high school track star in California, has won the girls' triple jump event by a margin of 8 feet. 8 feet. Hernandez scored first place in the high jump and long jump events at the Ontario, that's Ontario, California, Relays Invitational Meet. And Hernandez continued winning the first place in both the triple jump and long jump events at the Roosevelt Invitational. It prompted, as you might imagine, an online backlash from critics who accuse Hernandez of having an unfair advantage. You can share your thoughts now in the Odyssey app. Just tap the microphone button there on the KRLD page.
Harris County is preparing for the possibility of a measles outbreak. Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo says they're a long way from West Texas, but they're monitoring the situation there.
I want to be clear about how significant this outbreak is in West Texas. It is not normal to have an outbreak like that. This is not something that we see in the United States, something we have not seen in decades.
Meanwhile, Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. claims some unconventional treatments are helping amid a measles outbreak.
Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. listed what he sees as effective treatments for measles in an interview with Fox News, leaving out getting the vaccine.
They're getting very, very good results, they report, from budesonide, which is a steroid. It's a 30-year-old steroid. And clarithromycin and also cod liver oil.
A measles outbreak in Texas has killed one child and sickened almost 160. Cases have also spread to other states. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
News Radio 1080 KRLD. Our business analyst David Johnson remains on assignment this week. We'll have him back with us very soon. We are the station in DFW for market and business updates.
Despite being on a hot streak the past 2 years, Abercrombie & Fitch is now struggling to meet investor expectations. The retailer announced that revenue this year would grow 3 to 5%. Wall Street, though, projected a gain of about 5.5%, leading to shares in the company falling around 8% before markets open. The Wall Street Journal reports that home builders are preparing for the fallout from the 25% tariffs President Trump has imposed on both Canada and Mexico. The cost of new home buying could rise soon, as nearly 70% of sawmill and wood products come from Canada, along with 71% of lime and gypsum products coming from Mexico in 2023. Big home builders say they can absorb some of the cost increases if the tariffs last for a few weeks. The hard seltzer market is about to get more crowded as food giant Kraft Heinz is rolling out its first ever alcoholic beverage under its Crystal Light brand. Super supermarkets in the Northeast will initially sell lemonade and strawberry flavors before sales are expanded to other regions. I'm Dan Schwartzman, Bloomberg Radio.
Crystal Light with alcohol. Huh.
Yeah, a little vodka.
All right. I think
college girls have been making that for a while now.
We still have three schools closed this morning in Irving: Haynes Elementary School, De Zavala Middle School, and Cardwell Career Prep Center. All closed today as they still are dealing with power outages and debris cleanup.
There is a push in Congress to rein in the paying of college athletes for their name, image, and likeness, which are commonly not called NIL deals. It's supported by former Abilene Christian football star Anthony Egbo, who testified at a Capitol hearing this week.
NIL is a beautiful tool, but unfortunately the reality right now is that NIL is the Wild West.
He says different states and schools have different rules, creating a patchwork of regulations. And students, he says, are being taken advantage of. Republicans on the House Energy and Commerce Committee say the so-called NIL collectives have created a pay-for-play system where players are dumped if they don't perform. Dallas business leaders say they're not giving up in their fight to keep Neiman Marcus open downtown.
Saks Global originally announced it was closing the store because of problems with a lease for a small portion of land underneath the site in downtown Dallas. City leaders got the family that owned that parcel to donate the lease to the city, but officials with Saks say their decision to close the store is final. Downtown Dallas Incorporated Advisory Board member Sean Todd says that's not good enough, and city leaders still want a meeting.
The city manager said she'll bring Texas to New York City.
A statement from Saks says the situation is more complicated than it seems and has been going on for more than a decade. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Oh, buckle up. You better, because the first driverless taxi service in Texas is now operating in Austin. So now when you order an Uber in Austin, you have the option to select a car with or without a driver.
Which would you order?
I know which one I'm picking. AAA's done a nationwide survey, and Daniel Armbruster says the biggest concern people have is the car's safety.
Really important that you know, when automakers are looking at vehicles, that safety comes first. And AAA believes that automakers and other industry stakeholders can really balance that development of both automated vehicle technology and vehicle safety systems.
The program in Austin is a partnership between Uber and Waymo. And by the way, I like a driver because I like to shoot the breeze with them.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
You know, ask questions.
You can't talk to your Johnny Cab driver.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.